Dead Nostalgic, a Stray Kids podfic, written by Mindel and Wolf and read to you by Fens and Marshes.
I don't really even know how it happened. I started talking, they started laughing.
"You can't tell anyone this," said Chan, and Changbin leaned forward and nodded. "I'm going as Jisung's date to the class reunion." Changbin's throat closed up. He was having an allergic reaction. He was deathly allergic to whatever images his mind was dredging up of Chan and Jisung dating? "Don't bother with the ambulance, just call the coroner." "Oh?" he managed to say. "Not for real," Chan said, and the lump that had formed in Chungbin's airway shrank slightly. "I mean, yes, for real," it swelled again, "but just as a bro date. Chungbin tried to pass this through the haze of oxygen deprivation. "What are you talking about?" "Jisung asked me to go as his date," Chan explained. It was the worst sentence Chungbin had ever heard, in so many ways that it was difficult to even listen to the next one. To stick it to the dicks who made high school such a nightmare, I guess. And what are friends for if not to raise your cred with your asshole former classmates? He laughed, but Changbin knew he was being serious. The fog was clearing. He wasn't sure he liked the picture behind it, though. "Dude," he said, "isn't that gonna get some, like, fan attention?" Chan scrubbed a hand through his hair and looked down at his knees. Now the lump in Changbin's throat was joined by a lesion in his stomach. He'd said the wrong thing again. "I can't worry about gossip columns forever," Chan said. "Jisung can't either. I'm out to everyone who actually knows me. I don't want to mess with the group or get us bad press, but..." No, that's not what I'm saying," Changbin said. "I just meant you get a lot of, like, crazy attention on the street, that's all. I just don't want you to get harassed or whatever. No, you're right." And then, because what he wanted to say was, "I'm on your side," he blurted out, "I'm bi too, you know." He regretted saying it immediately, before Chan had even processed it enough to form a real facial expression. He didn't want to come out like that. He was immediately unsure if he wanted to come out at all. That isn't the kind of thing you just casually drop into a conversation with your roommate and best friend of 8 years. "You are?" Chan said, frowning hard. The only thing he could do was play it off as casual. "It hasn't really mattered, but yeah." Chan didn't ask why he'd never brought it up before, and Changbin was grateful because he didn't have an answer. All he said was, "Thanks for telling me, man. Do you want to tell Jisung or should I not mention it?" "Nah, it's cool. It's not a secret. Anyways," Changbin said with a forced laugh. "This'll be fun, huh? I know G's been nervous about the whole reunion thing." "I don't even know why he wants to go," Chan admitted. Changbin knew. Chan had been popular in school and was even more popular now, so he didn't have a lot to get over. But Jisung wanted proof of how much he had changed. "Probably wants to see if the graffiti he carved into the toilet is still there," Changbin said. Jisung found out from Chan. It meant Changbin didn't have to see his initial reaction or choke out the words "I'm bi" again, which was good, but also meant that Jisung told him, "I'm not upset," 2 days later, which was bad. Changbin tried to act like he hadn't been avoiding this conversation for 7 years. He couldn't believe he'd let himself open this particular can of worms. That's what he got from trying to be supportive to Chan. "Good, me neither," he said. "But I can't believe you came out to me through the grapevine, Hyung," Jisung barreled on. "You could have just told me. I'm very supportive about sexuality." "You'd have to be," Changbin said dryly, eyeing the silvery fishnet shirt and the 3 pairs of too tight pants scattered across Jisung's bed. "Don't be a dick, those are for the show," Jisung said. "Anyways, I don't think Chan counts as the grapevine. It just never came up." Changbin collapsed on the bed across the pile of clothes. This sucks. Now I'm going to be dateless and everyone's going to be like, wow, surprise, the short guy can't get any. Oh, please, said Jisung. He collapsed next to Chungbin. You can't get any because you're angry and you work too much. It has nothing to do with your height.
Yeah!
Chungbin threw one of Jisung's pillows at him. Hey, I bet we could get Hyunjin to go with you, Jisung said. Chungbin snorted. Right, I'm sure it's a great idea for me to ask my ex-boyfriend to be my fake boyfriend for a weekend. Jisung sat up and gaped at him. You dated Hyunjin? Hwang Hyunjin, the model. God damn it. Hardly at all. Also, don't call him the model like you haven't been friends since you both had braces. How the hell can you say it never came up and then tell me you dated Hwang Hyunjin behind my back? Jisung demanded. When was this? 2-3 years ago? It was just a stupid rebound thing, Changbin said through his teeth. I knew it was a bad idea as soon as it started. Didn't want to make things weird with our friends. Dude, Jisung scowled. It's fine to make things weird sometimes, you know? I could have, like, gotten you ice cream and ritually burned all his magazine spreads with you. You can still get me ice cream, Changbin said. Not anymore, dipshit. You'd better be over it by now. I'm over this conversation, he said. Some friend you are, Jisung shot back. His mouth was drawn thin and white now, despite the teasing tone. Chungbin wanted to apologize, but he didn't know how, or for what exactly. Sorry I didn't tell you, or sorry I told you. He had apologized to Hyunjin plenty. Sorry that the bank comes first. Sorry I can't look at Chan and tell him I'm in a relationship. Sorry I can't ever say no to Jisung. Sorry I never have time for you. That was years ago. He'd hoped it would just disappear into the unrecorded past. And it might have if he could just keep his idiot mouth shut. He went to the gym to work the knots out of his shoulders. When he got home, he could hear them both in Chan's bedroom, talking softly. He towed off his shoes and shut the door as silently as possible. He didn't want to face them. He'd only left the gym because it closed early on Tuesdays. Suddenly, Jisung's voice pitched up too loud.
Yeah, but why the fuck didn't he say something earlier?
So much for not being upset. Chan's voice was too quiet to make out, soothing. Chungbin opened the front door carefully again, then slammed it shut.
Dibs on the shower, he called.
Chan and Jisung went silent, and Chungbin spent the next 20 minutes resisting the urge to drown himself in the bathtub. It was their 5-year high school reunion. Well, it was Chungbin's 6th and Jisung's 5th, because last year's had been cancelled when the gym burnt down. That was a shame, because Chungbin had a lot of good memories of learning to lift weights and joking around with Chan in that gym. But for Jisung's sake, he was relieved. That place haunts my nightmares, Jisung had told him when they heard the news of the building's fiery destruction last year, backstage somewhere while an assistant adjusted Chungbin's hair and his schedule at the same time. Seriously, I can't believe I was so scrawny in school. You looked fine in school, Chungbin said for the 1,000th time. And you look good now, so quit staring at yourself and mic up. Jisung had been scrawny in school, but in an endearing way that made Chungbin want to wrestle him to the ground. Now he looked lean and fierce. The urge to tackle him had not gone away, though. Chungbin didn't remember much about that show in particular. Just the roar and Chan grabbing him to hug him hard when it was over, like he always did. Performing with Chan and Jisung was all irresistible. Had been since they were whisper singing around the school computers and until they got their first shitty studio in a bad part of town, and even more so now in sold-out venues with actual humans handling the lights. And at that show, it hadn't struck him as a bad thing at the time to have his reunion combined with the class below. He'd actually felt great about it, because most of his friends were a little younger than him, and he wasn't interested in catching up with the people in his year. Now he was trying not to dread it. In the mess of coming out all wrong, he hadn't forgotten about the date. Jisung would cling to Chan's side all night instead of hanging out with Chungbin, and everyone would be fawning over Chan since he'd been featured in that ad campaign last month, and Chungbin doubted anyone would remember him at all. He'd already bought the ticket, though. Too late to back out. He couldn't deny Jisung the chance to gloat, show off a little, finally come back to show the ghost of his high school self that he'd come out on top. Jisung deserved that, and Chan deserved to be there to help. Chan loved letting Jisung gloat, even when he pretended to find it annoying. And did he really want Chan and Jisung to go on a trip without him? No. It would be alright. It would be fine, and probably dead nostalgic. Two days before the reunion, Chan pulled Chungbin into his room and made him sit on the bed while he paced around. It wasn't a new thing. He always closed the door so that Jisung wouldn't see him be anything other than dependable and collected, and then Chungbin listened to him rant and took in his stress until Chan could be dependable and collected again. Okay, Chan said after he had paced a flat line into the carpet. Okay. Okay, Chungbin agreed. Okay, so I know I said gossip columns didn't bother me, Chan said. Those were the words you used, yes. Okay, but like, wow, I'm really... wow. Nervous? Chungbin interpreted. Maybe you were right. This is a bad idea. Hey, I didn't say this was a bad idea, Chungbin protested. I only thought it very, very hard. What are you nervous about? You were out in high school, weren't you? It won't be news to any of your friends. No, you're right, Chan sighed and scrubbed his hand through his hair. He had stopped pacing. God, maybe it's just the context, you know? Thinking about going back to high school makes me think about what it was like to actually be in high school. There's a reason I didn't go to my reunion 2 years ago. Yeah, Chungbin said. I definitely think you would have died on the spot if you tried going on a date in public at 16. Chan had been popular, sure, but in some ways it had just made him even more self-conscious than he was, naturally. Hey! Don't sweat it, just think how in awe your 16-year-old self would be, Chungbin said. Jacked as shit, sold out shows famous, living with your absolute best friend ever, that's me, and on a hot date with a total babe. He suddenly had the terrible, horrible thought of what his own 16-year-old self would think of current Chan. Probably die of a nosebleed. It's not a real date, anyways, Chan said, the tips of his ears going pink. And I'm telling Honey you called him a total babe. I'll tell him myself, I'm not ashamed, Chungbin said. Also, I'm not jacked as shit. I bet you could bench press your own body weight, Chungbin said. No, wait, I bet you could bench press me. Absolutely not, Chan said. Here, I'll plank, I'll stay super still. Chan started laughing. I couldn't even squat your body weight. Man, you're gonna make me feel bad about myself. You wouldn't insult me, would you? I wouldn't? Chungbin pretended to pout. You wound me. You'd wound me if you fell on my face. After a minute, Chungbin said, It's for Jisung, right? It'll make his week. Give him a chance to show off. Why was he encouraging this? Chan smiled wryly. You're right. For Jisung. For you, too, Chungbin added. I bet you'll have fun. Chungbin was not going to have fun. The drive to their hometown was 3 hours. On the way, Jisung and Chan worked out their whole dating story and grilled Chungbin on it. It was a special kind of torture, imagining how they might have gotten together, even if the details were minimal. We started going out 6 months ago. You confessed to me, said Jisung. And Chungbin could picture it. The leaves had just been turning gold. They might have gone for a walk in the park, started holding hands and met eyes. They could have kissed without speaking, just because they both knew it was right. Chan could have wound his scarf around Jisung's neck as the air got cooler. Jisung could have laughed at Chan's pink nose. Actually, that last part actually had happened. The story required so little tweaking to make it seem like they really were together now. By the time they arrived at their hotel, Chungbin was exhausted. They could have afforded 2 rooms, but Jisung insisted that it'll be just like when we started touring and we were too broke for 3 beds. Really going for the nostalgia angle, huh? Chan said, but he had the credit card and he would let Jisung do anything, so they dumped their duffel bags into the one room and Chungbin starfished face first onto one bed to claim it. Nostalgia is a lie, being broke sucked, he yelled into the pillow. What was that, marshmallow boy? Chan said. Chungbin lifted his head. Just like old times. So fun. Chan jumped onto the bed and attacked him with tickles. Changbin roared and tried to fight back, but Chan pinned him on his stomach, cackling and digging fingers into his ribs. When Chan finally let him catch his breath, Changbin flopped onto his back to glare at him. Jisung was watching the two of them with a toothbrush sticking out of his mouth.
You guys are going to get us kicked out, he said mildly.
Chan grinned at him.
No, said Jisung.
Chan leapt off the bed and got him around the waist, and in a second, Jisung was the one yelling and trying to keep a hold of the toothbrush. Chan finally dumped him onto Changbin's bed, panting and looking too pleased with himself.
Just like old times, he insisted.
I hate you, said Changbin.
Really just like old times, Jisung snorted.
Changbin had to admit that it was pretty fun to raid the vending machine with Jisung like they used to do, and race Chan to the little gym they had. Even though they lived together all the time, this felt like a sleepover. It didn't really feel much like old times, though, or at least, not like it had in high school. Back then, Changbin had been on the outside too much. Chan liked Jisung first. Jisung trusted Chan first. Changbin had to prove himself, over and over. The two of them had been friends with each other long before they wanted to be friends with him. But now they were a unit. That's what Changbin reminded himself, at least. Writing songs, performing together, even chores at the apartment. He didn't feel left out anymore. He hadn't felt left out in a long time. Except that when they got ready to sleep, Changbin won rock, paper, scissors for once to have a bed to himself, and Jisung hardly complained and Chan didn't say anything at all when the two of them climbed into the other bed together. With the lights out, Changbin could just see the outline of Chan's shoulders turned away from him. Jisung said something too quiet for Changbin to hear. They looked far away, and Changbin felt very cold. Chan made them all dress decently for the actual reunion, which was in the new gymnasium the next evening. Cheapskates couldn't even spring for a hotel ballroom, Changbin complained when they got out of the taxi. I think it's supposed to be for the nostalgia angle, Jisung said. Help me with this? Chan got to Jisung's tie first, and Changbin let his hand drop and turned towards the school. He could see the two of them reflected in the window of the science building, Chan carefully sliding the silk around Jisung's neck. Changbin swallowed through his own dry throat. We've never even been in the new gym, Chan said absently, so it can't be that nostalgic. Thank God, Jisung muttered. There, said Chan, you look great. Hyung, are you sure about this? Jisung asked. No one's going to believe you're dating me. What are you talking about? Chan asked. Dependable, collected. Of course they will. I'll stay with you all night, okay? You've got nothing to worry about. You'll back us up, right, Binyoung? Changbin swallowed. You've been dating for 6 months, it's very chill, it's all good with the band, and we're going on tour again next fall, he recited. And I'm the best roommate and write the best songs, and you both love me the best. Chan laughed and gave him a one-armed hug around the shoulders. You got it. See, Ji, nothing to worry about. Jisung chewed on his lips some more. Don't tell anyone it's just for today, okay? He said. Even old friends. There might be reporters. No conflicting reports, Changbin vowed. Campus looked lopsided and confusing with the new gym building, but they all still remembered the route. There was a sizable crowd inside already. Changbin recognized a few kids he had done a group project with once, but most were strangers. A few people were staring already, whispering, "Is that Bang Chan?" As the leader and the only one with some solo projects, he got the most publicity of the three of them. His face was scattered all over town, and it was easy to connect that with the guy who had gone to school here. He looked just the same as ever, just even more fit. Changbin's face had changed a lot more, broader and bolder than the awkward sharpness he had at 16, and Jisung was nearly unrecognizable from his school photos. If Changbin and Spear B were only occasionally connected, high school Jisung had hardly a thread tying him to Three Ratches Han. But everyone from school always remembered Chan as Chris Bang. Changbin didn't envy him the recognizability. Chan took Jisung's hand when they let the gym doors swing closed behind them.
Damn, how come it wasn't this fancy when we were here? Changbin asked, just to drown out the sudden ringing in his ears and the excited hisses off to their left. You never committed arson, Jisung told him. You should have burned down the place yourself if you wanted nice things. I'll keep that in mind for our apartment building, Changbin said.
You're not allowed to have ideas anymore, Chan said. Neither of you.
From what Changbin could see, Jisung's grip on his hand was white-knuckled. Changbin was overwhelmed for a second by the conflicting urges to either grab Chan's other hand for comfort or Jisung's other hand for support. He quelled both and looked around when Jisung said, "Damn it, Jeff's here." Sure enough, like a bad dream, there he was. Not the worst of the animals from high school, but still a menace. Big grin, white teeth, gesturing too broadly with a full cup in one hand. He was talking with a guy whose obnoxious laugh grated on Changbin's memory, but whose name he had forgotten. So is Felix, Chan pointed out, lightly redirecting Jisung's attention. He must be on vacation. It worked. Jisung jumped up and down to see over the heads in front of him, and then let out a shout of joy. Felix barreled into him and almost knocked him down, taller, lankier, significantly more freckles and longer hair, but the same huge grin on his face as ever. Felix threw his arms around Changbin next, who yelled, "Ya, why are you so tall?" and then Chan. "You're back!" Jisung exclaimed.
"Just for the week," Felix said.
"Wow, you're jacked, Chani. Changbin, your arms!" Changbin let Felix feel him up, just for the ego boost. "So he doesn't have to call you Hyung?" Jisung demanded. "He's been gone too long, he's forgotten all his Korean," Changbin defended. Felix's delight was infectious, words tripping over themselves on the way out of his mouth. Chan tried to correct his grammar out of habit until they were all talking over each other, drifting loudly to an emptier corner, and Chan was telling Felix about their tour schedule. Felix raised his eyebrows at Jisung and Chan's interlocked fingers, and Changbin followed his gaze. Jisung's hand was relaxed now, just hooked lightly to Chan's. When Changbin looked up again, Felix was watching him.
"What's Australia like?" Changbin asked hastily.
Felix launched into an impassioned rant. His accent had faded a bit since high school. He'd been practicing his Korean, and Changbin was glad to see him flushed and confident. He used to throw notes to Felix in every class, but now only saw him on visits every year or so. After a little while, Felix excused himself with, "I have to say hi to someone, but I'll find you later, yeah?" And they waved him away. "How about I get drinks?" Chan said, and disappeared into the crowd as well.
"He said he wouldn't abandon me," Jisung muttered.
"Hey, I've still got you," Changbin said. He tried to be reassuring, like Chan would be, but he didn't have any of Chan's social ease, and it felt like bad luck to even try faking it. And sure enough, bad luck materialized in the form of Jeff headed right towards them. Jisung stiffened immediately, and Changbin didn't know if it would be a good idea to put an arm around his shoulders, so ended up just nudging him in a not very comforting sort of way.
"Hey, nerd!"
Jeff yelled when he was still too far away to talk at a comfortable volume.
"Is it too late to run?" Jisung hissed.
"Yes," Changbin said honestly. "You'll fall." Jeff was grinning too big, zeroed in on the target. With Felix's sunny smile and Chan's solid shoulders gone, Jisung had shrunk somehow. The transformation was so abrupt that Changbin had to blink a few times. It must be because he saw Jisung every day, but he hadn't realized exactly how much he had changed in 5 years. But now, Jisung looked exactly like he had at 16 with his shoulders hunched in, and nothing at all like he did on glossy magazine pages or under bright stage lights. No wonder he never got messages from old classmates recognizing him on stage.
"Almost didn't see you, nerd," Jeff exclaimed.
"Wow, I can't believe it, I forgot your real name. Jong something? Sorry, man, been a while, right?"
"Yo," Jisung said flatly.
"And you're Changbin, yeah? I see you've grown, sideways at least." He laughed like it was all good-natured.
"I see you haven't," Changbin said.
He examined Jeff's perfectly straight nose and imagined what he would look like if Changbin had broken it in high school. He'd considered it at least twice.
"Is that... Oh man, that's Bung Chan over there!" Chan, I mean Chris Pan. Jeff waved. You know who Bang Chan is, right? Wild that he went to school here, right? We were friends.
Wild, Chungbin snorted. Hey, babe, Chan said pleasantly from behind them. Chungbin's stomach lurched. Who are you talking to?
Jeff, Jisung said, still flat and drawn in.
Man, it really is you. I saw you on the cover of W Korea. That was so cool.
That's right, Chan said mildly. You know these guys? Jeff asked. Used to take the same classes or something?
Chungbin felt Jisung relax as Chan threw an arm around him.
Classes? Been here as Spear B. He was in the W Korea spread too. Didn't you read it?
He can't read, Chungbin muttered out of the corner of his mouth, and Jisung's lips twitched up in a smile despite all odds. Comfortably between them now, he looked more like himself and less like a teenager again.
Oh, sorry, what was your name again? Chan asked.
Jeff Kim, we took a music theory class together. I remember your end of year project was really cool.
That's funny, Chan said calmly. I don't remember you at all.
Chungbin had to physically turn away to avoid cough laughing in the guy's face. Chan used the arm around Jisung's shoulders to wheel him away, saying,
Sorry, babe, I didn't know what drink you wanted, so you'll have to pick it out yourself.
I truly love you, Jisung said. He looked like he had died and gone to heaven, and kept glancing back over his shoulder as Chan led him off. With Chan's abrupt departure, Jeff had gone from shocked to sneering, which was the expression that suited his face best in any case.
Guess it's just the short one who can't get any, Jeff snapped.
Chungbin fucking knew this would happen.
Binny, don't fight, Chan called. They hadn't gone far yet, which was probably for the best because Chungbin was suddenly struggling to see over the rage-red haze pressing the inside of his skull. The Vogue people will kill you if they have to cover up bruises tomorrow. Leon wanted a session with you, too.
Chungbin didn't trust himself to speak without shouting. He gave Jeff a long stare, then turned away. He let himself fume for a few minutes off to the side, leaning against the bleachers, heavy plastic and metal, not the old wooden death traps anymore. He was going to spend all night watching Jisung and Chan hold hands and call each other sweet names, while he was dragged along behind them like a misbehaving dog. He shouldn't have come. He should have told Chan that this was a stupid idea and let Jisung, fend for himself, face the assholes without Chan as a buffer. Yeah, now Chungbin was the asshole. But did Chan honestly have to tell him off like that? Like Chungbin would put the group in jeopardy, like he didn't know how to behave in public? But after another minute, Chungbin ran through what Chan had said again. Not calm down, but a name drop. Woyong, who was on every billboard not already taken up by Chan, and Vogue. Chan never name dropped friends, and the Vogue session was in 2 weeks, not tomorrow. Chan wasn't being fussy. He was backing Chungbin up, reminding them both that he was a big deal too. Big enough that his face was an asset, big enough that his friends were important. Big enough that the Bang Chan cared how he spent his evening, even if his arm was around Jisung's shoulders and not Chungbin's. The red haze dissipated, leaving him confused and a bit rueful. Now he felt like he should apologize. But then he was distracted by a familiar, surprising face. Yi Minho had nearly walked right into him.
Hyung!
Huh?
What are you doing here?
Old habits die hard. Chungbin forced him into a hug, which Minho resisted stiffly in the exact same way he had 5 years ago.
Don't be a stranger.
But I enjoyed being a stranger, Minho said mournfully. He rolled his eyes and ruffled Chungbin's hair when he pulled back.
Fine, it's good to see you too.
I didn't expect to see you here, Chungbin exclaimed. You are Chan's year. You're too old for us kids.
True. I'm here with... Minho caught sight of something.
Oh no. Chungbin looked up to see who was heading towards them, and immediately braced himself for a fight. Kim Seungmin. He and Minho had been vicious to each other at school, and years of separation hadn't made Chungbin forget how brutal either of them could be. Seungmin reached them, holding 2 cups of punch and looking disgusted. For a wild moment, Chungbin wondered if he'd procured 2 just to have 1 extra to throw in Minho's face. But then,
Jagiya, don't tell me this is all they have, he said.
I know, Yobo, said Minho. But don't worry, it's not all I have.
Minho took both cups and dumped the contents in the nearest trash can, then extracted a bottle from his bag and handed it to Seungmin. Don't you remember each other? He asked, misinterpreting the dumbfounded expression on Chungbin's face.
Of course, said Seungmin.
My fiancé, Kim Seungmin, said Minho.
You're what?
Seungmin had unstopped the bottle and sniffed, then made an approving sound.
You're a lifesaver, Jagi.
You're getting married? Is this a Mr. and Mr. Smith situation where you're both trying to kill each other? Chungbin asked.
I hope not, Seungmin said. I think I'd lose.
Give yourself some credit, said Minho. You're very resourceful. Chungbin's head spun. Sure, he hadn't seen Minho in 4 or 5 years, but people didn't change that much.
Wow, he said. Many happy returns.
Thanks, Minho said. I saw 3 Raptures on tour next month. Congratulations. Minho was the same as ever, but easier. Chungbin remembered putting on a brave face every time they hung out in a group when they were younger, and constantly bracing himself for Minho's death glare. He was scary even when he cared about you. But he was more mellow now than Chungbin had ever seen him, and graciously filled Chungbin's cup with the bottle he had brought. It was dramatically better than anything in the punch bowl. Seungmin seemed more chill as well, less straight-backed formality and more sly smiles. They had each shaped the other into something softer, more flexible, with their fingers twining together.
This is very weird, Chungbin admitted when Seungmin called him out for staring. I thought Minho tried to hit you with a car at homecoming.
That was an accident, they said in unison, so at least they agreed about it.
How'd you get together? Chungbin asked.
I bought him, Minho said. Chungbin laughed, startled.
You made a bid at a charity auction, Seungmin corrected gently.
A bid for a date with you. I paid money for you to go out with me. I bought you.
Okay, Jagi, Seungmin said.
I bought you and I kept you. You're a kept man.
Yes, Jagi.
So get used to it.
I'm used to it,
Jagi. And don't call me that.
Yes, Yobo.
Minho raised the bottle threateningly, and Seungmin cackled. Maybe they hadn't changed that much.
So, what's Chan doing here, then? Seungmin asked.
He's too old, too. Unless he's basking in his fame, Minho said.
No conflicting reports, he'd promised. Not even to old friends. He's Jisung's date, Chungbin said. Then he swallowed hard.
Minho raised his eyebrows. Not yours? He asked. It wasn't the response Chungbin had expected. His brain stuttered for a second.
Me? No, they've... What was the story again? They've been dating for like 6 months.
Minho's eyes were very wide open now.
Really?
He said.
Mm-hmm.
And you're...
Me?
Chungbin said again.
Oh, you mean with the band?
It's chill. It's good. Same as ever. Consummate professionals, all of us.
Minho had a familiar bloodhound look on his face, and Chungbin's shoulders went right up.
Jeez, no wonder Jisung had wanted Chan and not Chungbin. He was a shamefully bad liar.
You're not dating anyone?
Minho asked.
Again, not where Chungbin expected it to go.
No, he said quickly.
Nope.
Shit, Minho said shortly. He looked immensely dissatisfied for some reason.
Seungmin seemed to recognize the expression as entering a danger zone, because he refilled Minho's cup and said, Well, that's a surprise, in a soothing tone.
Chungbin quickly changed the subject to their work. He was clearly not going to stand up to intensive questioning.
Jisung and Chan were doing the rounds, which Chungbin hoped was building Jisung's confidence a bit. They stopped just once to say hello to Minho.
Jisung was flushed and nervous again, even though Chungbin had spotted him laughing earlier. Chan's hand was resting on Jisung's hip, and once Chungbin saw it, he couldn't look away. They looked good together.
Chungbin was struck by a feeling of outsideness so violently reminiscent of high school that he felt slightly nauseous. They'd always looked good together without him. It was only for tonight, he reminded himself. They'd be back to normal in the morning. Chungbin tells me you're on a date, Minho said, looking them both up and down.
Oh, said Jisung.
That's right, Chan said quickly. Said Minho. He stared intensely at Jisung, who didn't meet his eyes.
Congrats.
Thanks, Jisung muttered. We'll catch up later, yeah?
Sure, said Minho.
You all right, Binny? Chan asked. Jisung was already tugging him away, looking nervous. Maybe it was the stress of lying to someone as vengeful as Minho.
I'm good, you have fun, Chungbin said.
He watched them go and willed himself to stop feeling so dramatic. It wasn't even real, for God's sake. They were all going on tour together next month, and no one was dating anyone. But Minho was watching him now, eyes narrowed. The evening crept along somehow. A raffle was happening, and a series of announcements that Chungbin couldn't pay attention to. Minho didn't have many younger friends, and was content to entertain Chungbin off to the side while Seungmin bobbed in and out, meeting friends and then checking back in on his fiancée. Felix stopped by a few times to chat, and dragged some others over to say hi. At some point, the music was turned up a little louder, and people paired up with high school crushes or friends to dance. Chungbin spotted Jisung with his arms looped around Chan's neck, and tried to unsee it. Which was silly, because the three of them were all over each other at home all the time. Chungbin had never had a problem with them hugging before. Minho was watching, too, looking a bit frustrated. And that was another weird thing.
Hey, Hyung, Chungbin said.
Minho hummed. Why haven't I seen you in, like, 4 years?
I was at college, Minho said immediately.
Not that far away. You and Jisung used to be attached at the hip. He never said why you stopped talking.
It had been bothering him since Jisung had said hello, 2 steps too far back, and visibly uncomfortable.
Chungbin couldn't remember Minho falling off his radar. He had just faded out one day, no longer hanging off Jisung's shoulder or pestering to meet up for coffee. Minho smoothed the strap of his bag a few times before answering.
We had a fight, he said at last. I didn't have the best temper back then.
Under the colored lights, Chan had Jisung wrapped up in his arms, his face buried in Jisung's neck. Jesus, maybe if Jisung felt more confident about his old friendships, he wouldn't have to go through this ridiculous act.
Maybe you could make up, Chungbin said.
Minho laughed sarcastically.
Right.
What was it about? Chungbin pressed. Minho rocked back on his heels. At last, he said, I told him not to form a band with anyone he was in love with unless he could come clean about it. He took offense to that. His heart leapt, then plummeted. It was like being in a movie, everything blurred out before focusing too sharply on Jisung. Jisung with Chan, their arms around each other's shoulders on the dance floor. In love with. This was a disaster. Chungbin was definitely allergic to in love with because the lump in his throat was back, choking him. He did his best to talk around it.
Guess it worked out, or whatever.
Minho snorted. Sure, Chungbin. He wondered if Minho could tell they were faking it. He wasn't sure he could tell if they were faking it anymore. Seungmin rescued him by bouncing up, buoyed by the drink and the music. Jagiya, dance with me. You have to dance at least once.
I do not, Minho said.
You do. What will people say if you don't even dance with your kept man once?
What was the point in paying for you if you don't even do what I want? Minho complained, but he was taking Seungmin's hand already.
Chungbin let out a sigh of relief when he was gone and scrubbed a hand over his eyes. He kept them closed for a long minute. There were so many thoughts swirling around in his head that he couldn't tease one out and follow it to its conclusion. He jumped when he heard Chan's voice. Having fun? Minho hasn't tried to have you buried, I see.
Chungbin tried to laugh and not say, "Did you know Jisung's in love with you?" His laugh wasn't usually that high-pitched, was it? "Sungmin's got him on a leash," he said, hopefully at a regular tone. "Maybe literally? I'm trying not to think about it." Chan laughed too, a much more normal sound than Chungbin had made, and nudged his shoulder. "Weird, right? Can't believe they're engaged." "It's a parallel universe," Chungbin agreed. Minho's voice echoed through his head. In love with. He risked a glance at Chan. Chan looked at the floor immediately. Could he tell what Chungbin was thinking? "Where's Han?" Chungbin asked. "How's he holding up? How's the date?" Chan pointed to where Jisung and Felix were shoving each other good-naturedly in the middle of the other dancers. "He's eating it up. I don't know, I felt weird about it before, but, well, I didn't realize he'd had such a shitty time in high school, I guess. Some of these guys are real pieces of work." Chan had graduated before the worst of the comments had started. "Finally a chance to use your fame for good, huh?" Chungbin said. Chan laughed ruefully. "I hate it when people recognize me and pretend that we used to be friends and shit, you know? It's weird to think anyone would care who I'm dating. But I think he deserves the chance to rub it in everyone's faces." He had his eyes on Jisung as he spoke, expression too soft. And who wouldn't be in love with Chan when he looked like that? "A good chance to gloat," Chungbin tried. "You've got to be the best fake boyfriend ever." Chan was silent for a minute. Chungbin glanced up at him again. He was staring at Jisung, a little crease between his eyebrows. "Do you ever want to just, like, put him in a box?" Chan said absently. "Just pick him up and ugh." Chungbin's gut twisted horribly. It made sense. Why else would Chan agree to this pretend date, really, unless he felt the same way about Jisung? "In love with." "Yeah," he rasped. Chan didn't look at him, but reached around his shoulders and squeezed gently. Chungbin tried to relax into it like he normally would. Jisung was waving to come over. "Go on," Chungbin said roughly. "He wants you." "Won't you come dance?" Chan asked. "Nah, I've got a reputation to maintain." "You sure you're okay over here on your own?" "I'm fine, I'm good." Chungbin shook off Chan's arm with a tacked-on grin and shooed him away, and Chan went without a fight. Chungbin watched him wrap his arms around Jisung from behind in greeting, saw Jisung's cheek lifted in a smile. He wished he could believe Minho had misinterpreted in love with, but he could still see Chan's soft face while he fixed Jisung's tie, Jisung's hand gripping Chan's arm, the love songs they wrote together. It made sense. They would be good together. They were already good together. What a disaster. He couldn't even think past that thought, come to any kind of conclusion or solution. It just swirled sickeningly in his stomach. In love with. What a disaster. A disaster. It didn't have to be a disaster, he tried to rationalize. If they had something, who was Chungbin to whine and be petulant about being left behind? He was free to date anyone he wanted, just as they were. He had to pull himself together. He walked around the outskirts of the room and tried to remember what had been in each corner before. The gym had obviously been modelled on the old blueprints, but updated. The big metal door to the locker room had once been made of wood. He'd first met Jisung in there, white-faced and shaking with anger because his clothes had been dumped in the pool. Chungbin had never gotten back the black hoodie that he'd lent him. They'd both been too proud at that age. On the other side, the back entrance, where he used to wait for Chan to finish his last period gym class, had a big alarm and a lock on it now. They would go to the arts building after school to log into the computers and mess around with the school's cheap composing software. In Chan's last semester, he'd shelled out for a tiny recording space twice a week for all three of them to squeeze into and shout their first songs. Once, Chan's class was kept behind in gym class so long that Chungbin had snuck in through this back door to pull the fire alarm. It was odd, remembering the little things he'd done individually with them. His general memories of high school were always that Jisung and Chan had been together, and Chungbin had usually been a little further outside. Now he wasn't so sure. He'd spent a lot of time getting Chan out of extra classes and sneaking off to the library computers, or dragging Jisung away from whatever fight he was trying to get into that day so they could get boba tea with their spare change. Now, they all had their own computers, and they knew each other's passwords. They always ordered tea together. A unit, no one on the outside. Or they had been. Felix found him by the back door a little later.
"This place is a drag," he exclaimed. "We're going back to the hotel. Come with. We already ordered taxis."
He went. The nostalgia for these old buildings was dead, and they could order better food than the buffet here. When they reached the front, a whole group was gathered already. All his old friends, and a bunch of casual acquaintances as well. Chan patted Chungbin on the back in greeting, his other arm hooked with Jisung's. Chungbin felt sick. To distract himself, he asked Felix, "You said you came all the way back to Korea for this pitiful excuse for a party?"
"Of course not," Felix said. "The party's just starting. Besides..."
He let out a gasp of joy.
"Hyunjin!"
Chungbin, Jisung, and Chan all turned at the name. "Hey, Lixie," Hyunjin said. His hair had gotten longer in the last year, and he was wearing lazy track pants and a t-shirt. Chungbin thought, with a fond kind of disgust, that it was the most model behavior ever to show up in pajamas to a fancy event just because you got to wear nice clothes for a living. Felix tackled him in a hug. The group chattered around them. Felix tugged at Hyunjin's clothes and hair. Chungbin rolled his eyes, and Jisung said, a little too loudly,
"Dude, did you seriously go out with Chungbin?"
There was a little pause while Hyunjin adjusted to his tone. "Well, we all make mistakes sometimes," Hyunjin finally said with a laugh.
"Don't fucking talk about Hyung that way,"
Jisung snapped.
"How drunk was he?"
"Sung," said Chan. "It's just a joke," Chungbin said, surprised. Hyunjin said.
"Okay?"
He looked between them, then shrugged, and came over to greet Chungbin the way he always did, with a kiss on one cheek.
"Hey, how you been?"
"Not bad," Chungbin said, hugging him. When he pulled away, he was startled to see that even Chan was frowning with an arm around Jisung's shoulders, and Jisung looked murderous. This was exactly why he hadn't told them that he'd been seeing Hyunjin at the time. He knew it would make things weird long after he and Hyunjin had gotten over it. "I forgot you two used to be together," Jongin mused from behind him.
"When did you get here?" Chungbin said.
"You knew?" Chan said.
"Was it a secret?" asked Jongin.
Now Chan's expression was getting darker, too. There was so much noise and too many people talking. With this group all together, it was just as loud outside as in. Blessedly, three taxis pulled up to the curb, and Chungbin ducked into one immediately, dragging Felix behind him. Hyunjin slid in last, which was probably going to get Chungbin shit from the others later.
"I'll see you guys at the hotel," he called.
Hyunjin slammed the door closed.
"Hey, was it just me, or did Jisung look ready to bite my head off there?"
"It's not you he's mad at, it's me," Chungbin said. He reached across Felix's lap to flick Hyunjin on the knee. "Good to see you, by the way."
Yeah, obviously. What have you done this time?" Hyunjin asked.
"Nothing," Chungbin said. "It's just that I didn't actually tell him until pretty recently, I guess, about us."
"How recently?"
Felix asked, leaning forward to cut off Changbin's line of sight to Hyunjin.
Like last week."
Hyunjin shoved Felix back to glare across his chest at Chungbin.
"Hyung, you waited 3 years to tell him about me?"
"Such a coward," Felix laughed, then winked. "But I'm sure he'll get over it soon."
"Yeah," Chungbin said.
"I mean, he's got Chan now, so not much of a leg to stand on in the dating friends department." They both frowned at him. Hyunjin said slowly, "He's got Chan now?"
"Yeah, they're dating, or whatever."
He didn't feel all that bad about the lie this time, since it was probably going to come true soon
enough.
A disaster.
In love with.
You are not telling me, Hyunjin said slowly, that they seriously started dating without you.
What did that...
They're dating? Felix said.
But I thought...
How long has this been going on? Hyunjin interrupted.
I don't know, a few weeks? Months?
Damn it, what had the story been again?
Not long, I guess. It's good, they seem happy.
Felix's expression had morphed from confusion to horror.
Oh my god, he said. I am so sorry.
What? No, it's fine. Chungmin frowned too, trying to figure out where he had said something wrong. The band is fine.
The band?
Hyunjin demanded.
Of course,
Chungmin tried.
Damn, that sucks so much, Felix said.
Dude, Hyunjin said. I know that you let them walk all over you with the teasing and jokes and whatever, but you have got to learn to stand up for yourself. This is agonizing. Chungmin stared out the car window for a few moments, trying to piece it together.
I am lost, he finally admitted.
Except maybe he wasn't, and he just didn't want to think about it. Hyunjin shook his head very slowly, looking helpless. Hyung, why did we break up?
Bad scheduling? I'm out of your league?
What does it have to do with anything? He was being obtuse on purpose. Hyunjin sighed deeply as the taxi pulled up to the curb.
Okay, you think about why we broke up for a while. Maybe it will be enlightening for you.
Felix, please tell me you remembered how to make your mom's margaritas, because otherwise I think I'm going to cry.
Me too, Felix muttered, and got out after him.
Chungmin followed at a distance. It was the same hotel they'd stayed in the night before, but Hyunjin had shelled out for the penthouse, either because he couldn't help showing off or because an assistant had booked it for him. It was cozy and modern, with curtained alcoves and too many couches, a gigantic tiger rug that Chungmin hoped was fake, and a balcony winding around two sides of the building. The open door to the bedroom revealed more couches and an enormous white bed, already occupied by a few women from their class who were yelling at a video game console, and a darkened hallway led to a bathroom tiled in black stone. Soon, the place was humming with people as more taxis arrived, less overwhelming than the echoing gymnasium, but a party in good swing still. Changbin sat down on the cushioned seat of a little alcove in the corner furthest from the door, and pulled the curtains close around him. They were heavy velvet, edged in tassels, and they muffled the noise outside. Why had he and Hyunjin broken up? Because they weren't suited for each other, and Changbin had known it from the beginning. The real question was why he'd thought it was a good idea to sleep with Hyunjin in the first place. It wasn't hard to answer. He had thought it would be nice to be suited for someone, like Jisung and Chan were so obviously suited for each other. Well, it hadn't gotten him far. He closed his eyes. He must have dozed off for a while, because the hum of the party had receded a bit when he tuned back in again. He wasn't sure what had woken him, then heard Minho's voice hiss, "Hyung, are you being fucking serious?"
"Shh!"
That was Chan. Chungbin had heard the exact sound from him 1,000 times.
"Don't you shh me,"
Minho said more quietly. They must be just outside the curtain.
"What the hell is up with the charade?"
Chungbin didn't want to be caught eavesdropping when Minho was in this mood. He tried to breathe very quietly.
"I don't know what you're talking about,"
Chan whispered too quickly.
"Why are you pretending to be dating Jisung?"
Minho was out for blood, and Chungbin was suddenly very, very awake.
"Come on,"
Chan said softly in his most reasonable voice. "You find it that hard to believe he might actually like me?"
"No," Minho grated out. "I don't find it hard to believe at all."
Chan laughed awkwardly.
"Well, then..."
"I also don't find it hard to believe that you would like him," Minho said, a horrible confirmation of everything that Chungbin had been thinking. But then, Minho added, What I do find hard to believe is that you're letting Chungbin go around like a kicked puppy all night while you lie to all your old friends.
Chungbin felt like he'd been punched in the stomach. He hasn't been... He's been all right, right?
Chan fumbled.
Yes, Chungbin tried to project telepathically. Don't bring me into this, I have nothing to do with it, I just want you to be happy.
It would have been faster to just shoot him, Minho said bluntly.
Chungbin was paralyzed between the desire to yank back the curtain and tell Minho to shut his mouth, and the ingrained instinct to never, ever make Minho angry drilled into him since age 14.
Chan stuttered. He didn't. I thought he...
Then, even more quietly, did you know he was bi this whole time? He should have just told them. Why hadn't he just told them?
You got a problem with bisexuality or something? Minho said.
Of course not, Chan said. I just always thought he was straight. There was a long pause. Chungbin tried not to squirm. Why were they even talking about him right now? Wasn't this about Chan and Jisung?
Unless Chan was afraid of him getting in the way. Oh, jeez. I'm not in the way. I'm not involved at all. The telepathy wasn't working. God, did Chan really think of him as a threat now? Something to come between him and Jisung? He knew he shouldn't have said anything.
How? Minho asked, finally. He was dating Hyunjin for, like, 6 months.
And never told me, Chan said, too loud. He dropped his voice. He never told either of us. Everyone else seems to have known.
Jesus Christ, Minho muttered. Where is he? I need to yell at him.
Chungbin did his best not to even breathe.
Don't, Chan said. If he wanted us to know, he would have said.
I've never wanted to kill the three of you so badly before.
Baby. Thank God, Seungmin to the rescue. You're going to break something. Come sit down.
I am not, Minho said petulantly. Tell Chanhyung he's being horrible.
Hyung, your boy thinks you're being horrible, Seungmin said obediently. I think you should say hi to Jongin. He's missed you.
Right, said Chan. He sounded shaky and uncertain. I'll just go. Sorry, Minho.
Don't be sorry. Fucking talk to them, Minho snapped.
Minho.
I can't just sit around watching Jisung kill himself over this.
Minho.
I don't care if I've been a shitty friend. I couldn't do it 3 years ago and I can't do it now.
Patience, love, said Seungmin. After a moment, Minho said stiffly, I'm sorry I yelled.
It's fine, I'm sorry, muttered Chan. No one said anything for a minute. Chungbin was sure they'd hear his heart pounding, but then Chan just said, do you really think? And Minho snapped, it's so obvious, Hyung, don't be a fucking moron. And then Chan must have left, because Seungmin said with a sigh, let him be for a minute, I know you want to help. Chungbin didn't move for a long time, even after they stepped away. The lesion in his stomach was set to bleed him dry from the inside out. After a while, he edged out of the alcove, trying to avoid being seen, and slid out onto the balcony. The air was cool and smelled sharply of incoming rain. His foot had fallen asleep, and he bounced it impatiently to get rid of the pins and needles. Maybe he should just go back to their hotel room and pass out, let Jisung and Chan work out whatever it was they had to work out without getting in the way. Especially if they were already worried about him getting in the way. He'd thrown a wrench in their group dynamics, coming out when he had. He should have done it earlier or not at all. Chan must think he was so sneaky, so dishonest. Jisung looked ready to ruin years of friendship with Hyunjin. If he told them about dating Hyunjin and the breakup at the time, Jisung wouldn't be angry, Chan wouldn't be suspicious. It would just be another normal, kind of shitty thing that happened, and Chan would have bought him ice cream, and Jisung would have burned Hyunjin's magazines, and it wouldn't have been a big deal. The thoughts went round and round in his head, circling like the lines of headlights around the block below. He should have told them earlier. He shouldn't have told them at all. He'd wanted Hyunjin to himself. He'd never wanted anything he couldn't share with them. He wanted them to be happy, together or not. The thought of them together made him sick. The thought of them apart made him sick. Through the window, he could see Minho now, frowning and sincere, speaking to Jisung. A few moments later, Jisung took Chan's wrist to lead him away from the sparse remaining crowd and to the dark tiled bathroom. This was it. He knew them both too well. If he tried, he'd be able to imagine the conversation they were having. Jisung couldn't keep a secret to save his life, so he'd be blurting out exactly how he felt, in love with. Chan would be trying to keep his cool, because he always kept his cool in front of Jisung, but he'd be blushing by now. Or maybe they knew each other even better than Jungbin knew them, somehow. They'd just look at each other, and they'd know. Maybe they were making out in the bathroom right now. Jungbin forced himself to turn away, empty his head, lean against the railing, count the headlights flashing between the buildings below. He focused on logistics, the tour dates for later this spring, and if they would have to rearrange their room assignments. He would be stuck rooming alone. Well, good. Maybe it would be nice to get some actual personal space once in a while. The cars inched by below him. He should really leave, but the cold felt nice, and he didn't want to have to wade through the leftover partygoers and risk anyone trying to talk to him. He shouldn't have come. The only people from high school that he cared about either called him regularly or lived in his house. His hands were numb from the breeze by the time he heard the door sliding open. It was Jisung. There was nowhere to go, and what was the point, anyways? He'd have to face up to them sooner or later. Jisung slipped outside next to him and closed the door. Chungbin looked at his mouth to see if it was red, if it looked like he'd been kissing, and then forced his gaze away before he let himself register any details. "Hey," Jisung said. "Hey, how's your night?" Chungbin's voice was too flat, but Jisung didn't notice. It's really weird, I guess." Jisung laughed. "I think I was holding on to a lot." His shoulders were down, relaxed. "I really miss Minohyung. I think we should be friends again." "You should," Chungbin said. "He cares a lot about you." "You too," Jisung said. Chungbin couldn't drag it out even a minute. He had to know for sure so he could move on with his life. "You're in love with Chan, aren't you?" he blurted out. Jisung's mouth opened and closed. He pushed a hand through his hair awkwardly. "Well,
yeah.
Disaster.
Aren't you?" Chungbin froze, called out, caught out, trapped. Everything should freeze, it was only right. But nothing else stopped moving. The stoplights below blinked. The breeze lifted his hair. He realized, with his stomach at his knees, that he was taking too long to answer.
"No. I mean, I... yes,
disaster.
No, that's not important. I mean, I love Chan, of course, but it's nothing. This is about you."
Jisung's forehead creased. Chungbin had said the wrong thing again. He scrambled to fix it, talking way too fast, words scraping his throat.
"I mean, about you two. I won't get between you, that's what I meant. I swear, it's fine. It's really fine."
"Chung," Jisung said.
"I want you to be happy."
"Chungbin Young." Chungbin turned away and dug his elbows into the railing. He couldn't look at Jisung. He couldn't look at his own reflection in the window.
"What are you talking about?" Jisung said. He sounded frustrated. "Is this why you never came out to us? You didn't want to get in the way or something?"
"I don't know," Jungbin said to the streetlights below. He pushed his breath in and out of his lungs consciously, trying to slow himself down. It was such a terrible liar.
"It's not about me."
"Hyung." He waited, but Chungbin still couldn't look at him, even when Jisung tugged at the sleeve of his jacket, then dropped it. The sound of the door sliding open again. Chungbin glanced back and swallowed hard. Chan had appeared over Jisung's shoulder with an armful of water bottles and snack bags. "Everything okay?" he asked.
"It's fine," Chungbin said. He was going to choke.
Chan edged the sliding door closed with his foot, shutting out the sound of the party again. "Bin?" he said tentatively. He put the bottles carefully down on the ground. Chungbin clenched his hand on the railing.
"It's really, really fine. Whatever this is between you two..."
"When the fuck are you going to figure out that everything about us is about you two?" Jisung asked.
Chungbin was allergic to this whole conversation. But he was a good friend. He was a good bandmate, a good roommate. They could tell him anything. That's what they always said. He swallowed around the lump in his throat.
He'd made them uncomfortable with his secrets. It was up to him to fix it. It's okay if you... Jisung didn't give him a chance. It isn't. You don't trust us. You don't tell us anything. I do trust you, Jungbin said. But before he could go on, Jisung was interrupting again. Then why didn't you tell us? About Yunjin, about being bi. We've all been in each other's pockets for 8 years, and you're still keeping secrets. Jungbin was twisted up again, on the wrong page. Chun was just watching, waiting, not mediating at all. Because I wanted... Both their eyes were on him, Jisung insistent and Chan concerned. His tongue was too big for his mouth, clumsy and stupid. He wanted to say again that it was because he was trying not to get in the way, but the words wouldn't come. He wanted to be in the way more than he had ever wanted to be anything. Don't you trust us? Jisung demanded again. He clenched his fists over the railing so the metal cut into his skin. Of course I do. You're everything. You're both everything to me. Chan started more gently. Then why? I give you that, then everything I have is yours. If I gave you that, what would I have left for anyone else? The breeze stung his cheeks, and then Jisung said, I want you to be all mine. I want you to be all ours. It took another second to register. Then Changbin turned fast, making his head spin hard, eyes wide. What? Chan reached out an arm to steady him, grounding, and he didn't even look mad, just worried like when Jisung tried a stage stunt for the first time. It was insane, but... Are you confessing to me? Changbin asked, bewildered. He couldn't get his bearings. Yeah, dude. Changbin barked out a laugh. He didn't know what other sound to make. He was dizzy all of a sudden, trying to process what his own racing heart was doing, the earnest sincerity on Jisung's face and tentative hope on Chan's. He wasn't sure how quickly he was meant to adjust to the sudden toppling of his entire viewpoint, but apparently he wasn't fast enough, because Jisung's face crumpled, half turning towards Chan, who hadn't released Changbin's arm. Changbin reached out for Jisung's shoulder. But I'm sorry, this was a bad idea, Jisung said, trying to pull away. I'm really sorry. Changbin tightened his grip, unwilling to let go. No, I just don't understand. It's fine if you don't feel the same way, that's what I expected anyway. Gee, calm down. What about Chan? Changbin cut Chan off. I thought you said you were in love with Chan. Jisung stopped tugging. Yeah, and then I said... Aren't you? Because you were worried I'd get jealous, Changbin confirmed slowly. No, you absolute horseshit moron, because I'm in love with you both and I thought you felt the same way. Changbin dropped his hand and stared at both of them. Chan still had a steady grip on his wrist, and Changbin was certain it was going to set his arm on fire. Us both? Yes, said Jisung. Of course you both. Us three. That's what I've been trying to say. Changbin was seriously going to fall off this balcony. Chanyong, he finally asked, strangled. It's always the three of us, Chan said, like he had been expecting it, like he had known for a long time. Of course it's... He broke off and laughed. I mean, of course I'm in love with you, both of you. Are you okay? Jisung asked. Okay? Changbin repeated dumbly. You're in love with me. In love with...
In love with...
What was wrong with him? When your best friend confesses to you, you have two options. Laugh it off or make out. When your best friends confess to you... He didn't know if the feeling in his chest was joy or panic. In love with... All ours. Don't freak out, Chan suggested. Changbin? No, I'm not freaking out. I'm just overwhelmed, overprocessing, exhausted, strung out. He struggled with his voice for a long minute. Something terrifying was happening in his chest. Changbin was going to have to figure out how to get more than two unique words out in a row. No, I... Yes, he had tried those two before. I thought, I didn't expect. How had he ever managed to write a single verse? I really thought you two were getting together. Slightly better. Like, without me. And leave you behind? Chan asked gently. Don't be an idiot, Binny. When does that ever happen? Changbin shook his head. The residual panic was disintegrating, leaving him shaky and too light. How is this possible? I would have done a lot of things differently if I'd known about you, Jisung said. He was searching Changbin's face, uncomfortably intense in that way he got when he was trying too hard to be understood. I thought I didn't have a chance with you, so I didn't bother. But now, I don't know, man, I always just wanted to be with you, whatever way you'd let me. Changbin swallowed. Damn, Chan said. I'm not really sure how I'm supposed to follow that up, but same, I guess. It broke the tension. Jisung snorted, and Changbin let out a huff of incredulous laughter. What the fuck, dude? You called that a confession? Hey, I haven't heard any better from you, Chan insisted. Changbin shook his head too fast. It was joy and panic mixed together under his ribs, a terrified bubble of overwhelmed happiness. He didn't know what to do with it, or what it was going to do to him. I love you. Of course I love you, he said. Jesus, I can't believe this. Is that a I love you like I love all my best bros? Jisung said, with a valiant attempt at a laugh. I can't tell if I'm supposed to be feeling rejected right now. Changbin dragged Jisung towards him hard, and Chan got pulled in too, with an arm tight across Changbin's back. In one ear, Jisung's yelp of surprise. In the other, Chan's hesitant laugh.
What the fuck?
Changbin said again, muffled into Jisung's shoulder. A tiny pocket of space filled with just their breath. Calmer in here, a little less overpowering. Or is it a I love you like I love my stuffed animals? Jisung asked into the space. Or like you love pizza? Chan added. Like you love not doing the dishes?
Fried chicken?
Your sister? Changbin wrangled one arm around each of them. Shut the fuck up. I'm in love with you too, okay?
In love with.
They were in the same formation as their pre-stage huddles, but Changbin's heart was beating even harder. Chan pulled back a few inches, and the extra distance made Changbin realize how close they were. His stomach swooped.
Can we go back to the room?
He asked shakily. Yeah, one sec, said Chan. He pulled back to grab the water bottles and shoved one at Changbin's chest, one at Jisung's.
Down it, freshers.
You know that phrase is for beer, right? And that we're not freshmen? Jisung said.
You know you bitch all day when you get hungover, right? Chan countered.
The water was a relief, and laughing at Jisung's pout was a relief, and Chan's arm around his shoulder and Jisung's elbow hooked through his were the biggest relief of all. Wait, said Changbin when Chan reached for the door.
What's wrong?
He squinted through the glass. I don't want Hyunjin or Felix to see us leaving together or they'll never shut up about it.
Oh, Minho, Jisung said immediately.
We're all in a band together. We literally share a room, said Chan.
Okay, you go listen to Minho say I told you so for the next 2 hours, Jisung said.
Chan squinted at the window too. Never mind. That's what I thought. The place had mostly emptied out, so when the coast seemed clear, Chan edged the door open and slipped inside. Felix's voice sounded from the kitchenette. That is not enough tequila. What are you doing? And there was a chorus of sleepy cheers from the bedroom where a few people were left playing video games. They managed to get through unnoticed and jostled each other into the elevator. Changbin wasn't sure his brain was working properly. But with Chan and Jisung on either side of him, what did it matter? Chan pressed the button for their floor. Jisung swiped the bag of prawn crackers and ripped them open.
You couldn't wait to get back to our room, Chan said.
Emotional talks really take it out of a guy, Jisung said.
Hey, don't grab.
I bought them.
By the time they got back to the room, the crackers were gone, and Jisung was leaning his head against Changbin's shoulder.
Jung Min-young, he said as Chan swiped the key card. You okay? Chung Bin shook his head. I just can't believe it, he said.
Me neither, Chan said quietly.
Yeah, me neither, Jisung agreed. The door clicked shut, and they all looked at each other. Jisung was biting his lip.
Well, now we're in the room with the beds, Chung Bin tried joking.
He went to sit down on one.
I can hear you freaking out in your head there, Chan said gently. What's wrong?
After everything, it seemed ridiculous to try to lie to them. Chung Bin couldn't believe he'd ever managed it in the first place.
How was that even supposed to work? He asked.
What do you mean? Chan said.
We're not gonna just, like, have a threesome and then pretend it never happened, right?
Chan covered his eyes with a hand. Jisung rolled his.
I think we should all get out of the habit of pretending shit never happened, Jisung said, sliding the deadbolt into place.
Chungbin snorted. It made him feel a little better, but that wasn't really the problem. Chan sensed it. He always did.
What is it? He asked again.
I'm sorry, Chungbin said,
for not telling you about Hyunjin, or me. I trust you, just not myself so much.
Chan rubbed his back. His hand was very warm after the cold from outside.
Thanks for opening up.
Finally, Jisung said, but he had a smile that said he was teasing. Chungbin sighed.
What if it doesn't work out? Are we going to break up the band too?
Already thinking about breaking up with me, babe? Jisung said. He sprawled out on the bed next to Chungbin and nudged his shoulder with a knee.
That's got to be a record low. It's been like 10 minutes.
I bet you've had shorter, Chungbin shot back.
Shorter than you, I doubt it.
Yeah. But he was already laughing again. The shakiness in his legs was making him giggly. It was hard to tell what was from euphoria and what was from nerves.
All right, I guess it's pretty morbid to already be thinking of you leaving me.
Probably, Jisung agreed.
But with the group and on tour, Chungbin said.
Chan squeezed his shoulder the same way he had 1,000 times before. Bin, it doesn't have to be a big deal. His eyes met Chan's, dependable, collected even now.
It doesn't, he said.
Nothing has to change at all if you don't want, Chan said.
But everything is different, Chungbin said.
Is it? Chan asked. He sat behind them on the bed, so Chungbin had to turn a bit to face them both.
Would you have said last month that we didn't love you?
No, Chungbin said.
Did you have any plans to stop rubbing your gross sweat all over us when you get home from the gym? Chan said. Is this going to magically get you to stop leaving dirty dishes in the sink?
It's a conversation, not a miracle, Jisung said.
Haven't you always been there for us? Chan pressed.
You still will be. So will I. So will Jisung.
Jeez, quit it, Hyung, Chungbin whined. You're going to make me cry.
Good, you should let your emotions out once in a while, Jisung said. Chungbin wrapped one arm around his neck and dragged him into a headlock, which Jisung resisted violently for a minute before eventually giving in, nuzzling hard into Chungbin's stomach. He let out an oof and set Jisung half free, but kept an arm around his shoulders.
You're a menace, Chungbin huffed.
Jisung cackled. They were both so warm, so close. Chan grabbed Chungbin's other arm and tugged so hard he fell back on the bed, catching himself with one elbow. They were always play wrestling, and sometimes really wrestling, but he didn't think it had ever felt like this before.
Bin? Chan asked, and he nodded before he could second guess himself.
Chan kissed him carefully. It was a weird feeling, with one arm still around Jisung and Chan stretched out next to him, a hand gentle on Chungbin's neck. He kissed slowly, like he was still getting used to the mechanics of it, even though Chungbin knew Chan had plenty of experience. It made a shiver go down his spine, the thought that it was him that Chan was getting used to. He pulled back and licked his lips. Jisung was watching, eyes wide but calm. Chungbin used the arm around his shoulders to pull him in. Something about it made Chungbin want to press harder against his mouth. Jisung made him want to use his teeth and dig claws into his shoulders and keep him still. He pulled back before he lost his mind and went too far, bite Jisung's neck or claw marks into Chan's thigh, and then the two of them leaned towards each other for a kiss. They had definitely already done this together. A little awkward, but confident, not the first time. A painful burn of happiness and jealousy made Chungbin swallow hard. When they pulled back, Chungbin didn't think he could take another tender moment of locked eyes without crying, so he shoved both their shoulders. God, what a disaster! Is it? Jisung huffed, half laughing. His eyes were suspiciously red. Yes, why are you so shit at explaining things? Chungbin insisted. I'm not! I think we were both being incredibly obvious, Chan laughed. Are you kidding me? I thought you were both telling me off. What kind of confession is that? Why are you so shit at listening? Jisung protested. Guys, said Chan. And you, Chungbin rounded on him. You've been sighing after Sungi so hard all night I thought you were going to bust a lung. And you think you were being obvious?
I have not.
He's been sighing after you all night, blockhead, Jisung said. Chan said, hey now. An hour ago, Chungbin would have turned away from such a ridiculous assertion, but now...
Has he?
I wasn't sighing, Chan said.
Oh, Han, did you see how Binny's shoulders look in his suit?
Jisung said in a high-pitched voice.
I do not sound like that.
He looks so lonely and mysterious over in the corner. Should I bring him a drink?
I never.
Honey, do you think Chungbin wants to dance? Because apparently 20 hours a week of dance practice isn't enough time for me to stare at his ass.
Oh, like you're any better, Chan said, exasperated. I'm totally better.
You're both the best, Chungbin said.
So shut up, Young. Jisung was telling me a funny story.
Chan tackled him.
They didn't play rock, paper, scissors for the single bed. Instead, Jisung squeezed between him and Chan on the double, claiming Mugne privilege and curling up like a question mark, with Chan behind him and one arm thrown over Chungbin's waist, breathing into his neck. It was hard to tell whose limbs were whose, and Chungbin dozed off like that, holding Chan's hand over Jisung. He woke up near dawn, way too hot, with Jisung's elbow digging into his ribs. Chungbin struggled out of the bed as quietly as he could, and went to the bathroom. And when he got back, Chan had his face tucked into Jisung's neck, both their cheeks hazy silver with the first light of the day. Chungbin moved quietly past them, and squeezed himself out onto the tiny balcony to watch the sunrise. When the sun was painting the underside of the clouds pink, the door inched open, and Chan edged out next to him. Morning, he murmured. Morning, said Chungbin. You sleep okay? Chan pushed against the railing and yawned. The sun lit his hair into gold strands, and he leaned his shoulder against Chungbin's, a press of warmth against the cold morning air. It was familiar to watch the sunrise with Chan, but it was usually from the other side, after working all night and leaving for home when the light reached the studio. I wish I'd gone around school with you last night, he said. Coulda relived some good times together. Chungbin scoffed. Did high school involve any good times? Not as many as now, Chan said. He nudged Chungbin again. But still some, with you. Yeah, you were always just busy with Jisung until he grew up enough to take care of himself, Chungbin said. He didn't really feel bitter about it. He never had, just resigned. Chan pointed at a seagull circling above, then let his hand drop while they watched it, blue above and pink below from the light. After it swooped away, Chan turned around to lean his back against the railing and look into the room. You know why I recruited Sung in the first place, when we first started working on music together? He asked. Chungbin put his elbows on the railing. I assumed you lost a bet. No, dumbass, it was because you liked him. Chungbin frowned and watched the seagull circle back, trying to remember the timeline. But you weren't even friends with me then. You and Jisung were friends first, remember? You were this weird senior hanging out with the sophomore.
Chan laughed ruefully.
Yeah, I'd been trying to make friends with you all year, but it seemed like you didn't want to spend time with me. I thought if I got Jisung on my side, you might want to hang out with us both, even if you wouldn't hang with me one-on-one.
Really?
That had been Chan's senior year, Chungbin's junior, Jisung's sophomore. I thought Jisung just bullied you into including me at first because he felt bad for stealing my clothes. I asked him to bring you.
Chungbin rolled that information around in his head.
We got along pretty fast, huh? Like a house on fire.
I think I would have said anything to make you like me back then, Chan laughed again.
I would have liked you no matter what you said, Chungbin said. You had a car and a microphone.
I knew you were using me. You love to be useful.
Chan swung an arm around his shoulder and pulled him in. Chungbin shivered, Chan's heat making the cold sting more. He turned his face in to kiss him, because he could.
You're gonna freeze to death, Chan said against his mouth.
Mm-hmm. Chan wrangled him back inside eventually, and they split up and joined Jisung on either side again, both pressing kisses to his cheeks.
You're freezing, Jisung grumbled sleepily. You're making me cold.
Chungbin laughed in his ear and pressed his icy feet against Jisung's warm shins.
Fuck off,
Jisung protested. Chan pulled the comforter over them all, and Chungbin dozed off again while the light spilled into the room. The end. Thank you for listening.